All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. in our third segment. We've got a lot of stuff to do that we'll be talking about, you know, saving money and moving forward in your retirement plans. So let's think about, to begin with, little review here. If you just came in out of the break, you know, that you want to be thinking about, you know, two things that allow you to get financially independent is grow your income, find something you love, find something that you want to do, become a pro at it, make sure there's a market for it, raise your income. We start living on, you know, 50% of our gross income is what we live on. We have to pay taxes and save. So usually it's like a 25, 25, and 50, you know, taxes 25 and savings 25 and, you know, 50% going into living expenses. And hey, if you do that, you can live large, all right? Just make more money. That's the key to it. Become great at what you do. Live large. It's nothing wrong with that, as long as you can afford it. We talked about taking and being smart with your debt and then spending less than you make. So now if you have a system to raise your income every year and you have a system to, you know, break it down, you say, hey, I want to upgrade my home or my cars or my kids go to private school, whatever it may be. Simple. Take 50% of your gross income and can you build it into that system? Okay. And if you can do that, guess what? Go for it. Have fun. You're winning. That's what I like to do. I tell people, you know, winning is what we're about. We're about not about seeing how broke we can stay so we can save money. One of the keys is yes, you want to save money. But you want to save money, but you also want to live your life. So how do you do that? Best way to do it is raise your income, right? I always love to raise my income. I always say to myself, how can I work half as much and make twice as much money? Isn't that what I want to do? How do you do that? You get smarter, you get better, you get more educated, you maybe start a business, do a sideline deal that turns into something. I mean, I'll tell you story after story after story of people that went and did that. And then what we do is we find out what our FIN number is. Our FIN number is the amount of money you need to save. It's a dollar amount. We automate our savings, all right, and then we put it into retirement plans that allow us to get there quicker. And what you'll find is once you max out your retirement plans, then you can do other things that allow you to, you know, get there quicker. If you start young and start putting 25% of your money away, you're going to find that you're going to not have to worry about 65. You're going to have that knocked out in really in no time. If you're 30 years old and you have 100 grand saved, which I tell people to do that all the time, and you haven't invested properly, we've already taken care of the retirement plan at 65. Now what we're doing is we're moving it up. All right. Wouldn't it be great to go out there and work hard, save your money, and get your income up, and then one day say, hey, while I'm healthy and, you know, I'm able to do all these things rather than wait until, you know, I'm retired. So at the 65 thing. So what are some of the retirement plans that you can go into? You have traditional and Roth 401ks. You have 403bs. And you have 457s. So let me kind of give you an overview of how this works. A 401k plan is a company-sponsored plan. Most of you, you know, and if you work for a big company, I think it's about 60% of the population today is working somewhere that has a 401k plan. Interesting thing about it, though, is that I see people that don't participate. They don't put their money in, and in most cases, they're getting matching funds. So, for instance, if you throw in 6%, you get 3% on top of that. If you do a traditional 401k, it would be tax deductible. So let me tell you what's happening if you're not funding your 401k right now. You're not putting the 6 in, but the 6 only cost you 4 because you had to pay taxes on the 6. And if you put it in to your retirement plan, it's tax deductible. Additionally, so now your 6 cost you maybe 4, 4.5. You hit 25% bracket, 4.5. And then they give you 3. So now you've got 9, and it cost you 4.5%. So you had 9% going to your 401k that you get. It's your money. You get to retire on it one day, and it only cost you 4.5% up front. So right off the bat, if I were to walk over to you and say, here's $5, give me $5, and I'll hand you 10 back, you would do that instantly, but people don't do that on their retirement plans. I don't get it. Okay. So what you need to be thinking about is this. If you have a retirement plan through your work, like a 401k, and they're going to do matching funds, do it. That's very simple. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of that. It's very simple. Now, they also offer Roth 401ks. Now, what's the difference? A Roth 401k is an after-tax investment that grows tax-free. You still get your matching funds, stuff like that. And so, should you do a Roth or should you do a traditional? Well, it really depends. If you start early and you're young, a Roth probably has some good benefits to it, because if you start early enough, later in life, what's going to happen is when you retire, you're going to have a lot of money in there, and it's great to have it tax-free. So that will be, now, you don't get the tax savings today, but you get the matching funds, and you also get it to grow tax-free from then on out. And so that's one of the reasons you would go with a Roth. Why would you go with a traditional? You're kind of behind. Maybe you didn't do a good job saving early on. You may end up at retirement having less taxable income than you do while you're working, which in a lot of cases people do. In other words, you're making $100,000 a year and you have $1 million saved. Well, then if you pull 5% out, that's $50,000. So your actual income is going to be a lower tax rate when you retire. So you're taking a deduction on a higher tax rate because you're making more money. And then when you retire, you're taking a lower tax rate when you're pulling it out. You always have the option when you retire to convert that to a Roth, pay some of the taxes, stuff like that. And I get into a lot of that. Another plan that is primarily like teachers and hospitals, it's a 403B. It's very similar. The only difference is it is a nonprofit type organization you work for, but mostly it's hospitals and schools and stuff like that. Works the exact same way. You take that money, you can put similar amounts in, you put your 403B money in, and you'll get some matching funds. Now, if you put that money in there, they match it. Doesn't it make sense? If I hand you $5, you get hand me $5 and I give you back $10. That's what we're doing. So we want to make sure and do that. A 457 plan is a little different. It's called a deferred comp plan. A lot of your police departments have it, different things like that. It's another way where you can put more money in. And then when you get to a point where you retire or you change jobs, whatever it may be, you can roll that over to an IRA, your individual retirement account, and it allows you to continue to grow that money tax deferred or even tax free if it's a Roth account, all the way out until you are 59 and a half and you retire. So now, what are some of the contribution limits? Let me give you an example. You can go into your 403B, 401K, and 457 plan. You can throw about $19,000 a year into the account yourself. You'll probably get an additional matching. Most of them will match 3%, something like that, for a total of $26,000 if you're over 50. We have a catch-up provision, so if you're 50 and up and you're behind, you need to go ahead and take advantage of the catch-up. You can put in about $26,000 and take that off your income taxes. Think about that, guys. If you're in the 30% tax bracket, you're getting you're putting in $18,000 and you're getting $26,000. That doesn't include your match. So it makes a lot of sense to do that, similar to the 403B, similar to the 457. So if you're 50 and up, you want to be thinking about, hey, I'm going to max out my 401k, get all of my matching funds. I'm going to then turn around, and if I'm 50 and up, I'm going to add the additional money and get my total investment up to about $26,000, and that'll get you moving in a great direction toward becoming, you know, financially free. You know, the goal is to get to a point where one day you can say, I'm done. I don't worry about it. I'm going to be in a position to where I have an income plan that I know I'm never going to run out. You need to ask yourself this question. Do I have an income plan? Do I have a plan that will allow me to stop and know that I'm never going to run out of money? If you need help, that's what we do. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I have a team of advisors that will work with you to get you a plan of financial independence where you won't run out of money. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com or call 615-843-2999. We have one more segment today. Stay with me. I'll be right back.